Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
All right. Dishing this morning, Mariah Carey passionately expressed her disdain on a show for overhead lighting.
Listen, I can't with the overhead lighting. Why do they do it to us? Why? And I shouldn't even say us because it's not us, it's me. I'm the one that gets the most tortured by the hideous lighting in every elevator, doorway, gyms. Mm-hmm. Not that I go to the gym, but I'm just saying. Overhead lighting, I don't think so, honey.
No.
Please
no.
Stop it. Every place I go, I shut the lights.
15
Turn
seconds.
Them out. I don't want to see them no more.
Oh, same girl, same. I keep the lights off in the studio. A lip reader claims to have figured out what Nicole Kidman and Selma Hayek were saying during their supposedly tense interaction at a Paris fashion show. It's still impossible to tell if they were actually mad at each other, and neither one of them is talking. Jimmy Fallon shared that Matthew McConaughey had to redo the tight pants sketch on The Tonight Show due to an unfortunate mishap.
And at the end, we do the whole bit, and we get in a fake argument or whatever, and at the end, he's like, tight pants, I got my tight pants on, he's doing it, and he turns around, his blood all over his white pants, like handprints and blood. And I go, what's going on? So we finish the sketch, and I go to commercial, I go, hey, what happened? It's one of us, I've never bled during this comedy sketch.
Right.
Especially tight pants. And he's like, I don't know. He's like, and I looked, and I guess he had a blister on his hand.
Wow.
We had to find tight white pants and do the sketch again.
Jimmy was saying that Matthew McConaughey is very manly, and he must have been like using lumber or doing something that would cause him to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, get a blister on his hand. It was apparently a blood blister, so it must have been bad. I'm thinking he was cycling. Members of REM, the Black Crows, and the Screaming Trees have formed a new group called the Silver Lights. They released their first single yesterday, and an album is coming November the 15th. Leslie Jones shared on the Drew Barrymore show that she requires a contract from guests to prevent them from peeing in her pool.
My pool is hot. You don't know what your bunction's gonna do if hot water hit it. You don't know if you're gonna boo-boo. Go to the bathroom before you get in somebody's pool.
I agree. MGM is taking its time picking the next James Bond, and it's not going to be Darius Rucker because he tripped and fell over a speaker at his Hootie and the Blowfish show in South Carolina on Saturday. Take a listen. Yeah, people online think he was drunk. I listened to the whole thing, and he does sound intoxicated. But he laughed it off, blaming it on being old. Y'all, he's 58. He's not that old. Live Nation has been hit with a class action lawsuit over the Ticketmaster data breach. And a dirt alert. So after an epic night celebrating her 32nd birthday, Cardi B has posted a candid video.
I would never, ever drink again. I would never pray for me. I would never drink again. Ever.
Oh, girl, once you hit your 30s, you cannot binge drink. It just does not, that's not good. You can't blackout drunk anymore, especially after you've had babies, because then you have to get up with them the next morning. Unless you have Cardi B money, and then you don't have to, because you have a nanny. Anyway, all right, moving on. That's it. That's all I got. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3, and Bacardi.